Now I will be having an interview with DJ Dylan Ramora. DJ Dylan Ramora, young up and coming, versatile professional club DJ with passion for music and entertaining displayed through live performances. Today he's talking to us about his journey and career as a DJ. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great, thank you. I hope you are too. I just want to say that I'm grateful to be here. The platform is great. So anything you want to know, I'm happy to give you the information.
I gave a brief info. Please tell us more about yourself.
Okay, so let's say I'm currently 22 years old. I just turned 22. I'm working in customer service, but that's not my life. The music will always be my life, you know, because music is the key to the soul. So I'm very passionate about the music as a person, and it carries me through difficult situations. I'm also a rugby player, as well as a qualified assistant chef in the background. So yeah, that's the gist of me. You can go on.
How did your journey in music start?
So for many, they'd agree with me. We all start somehow with a laptop, right? From the beginning, we'll start with a laptop. We'll get the virtual DJ application and we just play around. But not everybody takes it further. So me and a couple of friends, we actually wanted to challenge, they're very big now, Twinspin, right? From QDJ Academy. Without knowing that by following them, we actually found that they had a DJ school, and we inquired about the DJ school and we ended up going there. And this was back in February of 2014. So we went to QDJ Academy, and from there we did 3 classes over the period of about 6 to 7 months, 3 different skills that we were learning. And from there we were released into the industry.
What kind of impact did COVID have on your career, and how are things going now?
It was tough in the beginning. The regulation doesn't allow for outdoor, indoor venues having a lot of people. So when functions are being had, it's very limited, and people feel that they want a lot of people there, so they'll prefer to wait until regulation is lifted. So gigs and opportunities went by because COVID had obviously put us in a very compromised position.
What have been some of the highlights of your career?
So I'd say the big names of the industry that I've played alongside, that I've met, the names goes the top in Cape Town currently, and also for South Africa also. We have Envy Funk, King of the Drums. We had an event recently when the regulations was lifted. I also played alongside DJ Reddy D, as well as Gremlin. He's the Red Bull champion for South Africa. So the best for me was being able to play alongside these big names that I've always looked up to.
For a young listener that would like to purchase DJing as a career, do you have any words of encouragement?
Follow your dream, but don't just follow it. If you don't have support, then you work harder. Work harder, you'll get your support.
Is there anything else you would want to add?
Well, I just want to say, if there is anyone that is wanting to get into the industry, try out QDJ Academy. They are very affordable and one of the best DJ academies in the country currently. That's where I come from, and many of the big names in the industry now. So that's the best way to go, as for me.
Now it's the end of the interview. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.